We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Today is the day that the offer was accepted. Twitter said, yeah, we'll take that cash and we will go ahead and sell our company to Elon Musk. And his bid, the takeover bid at this point, while things have not closed and are not done, it is going to happen. At least at this point, that's all indications are a go for Elon Musk to be buying Twitter. Here on KDKA, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Andy Conte. He is with Point Park University. Andy is working with the Center for Media Intervention, Innovation, there at Point Park. And Andy, this really does kind of signal in a lot of ways a change when it comes to dissemination of information, a person owning this particular channel. Is this different than Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, owning Facebook? Or where do we stand right now on a person owning a platform?
So I've been thinking about it a lot today, and I started out thinking that it was probably a bad thing, a lot of trepidation about it, but the more I think about it, I actually believe it could lead to a lot of innovation. I mean, Elon Musk is somebody who's going to, he wants to take over Twitter because, not because he, you know, he doesn't want to just have it and just have it sit there. He wants it to be better, right? He wants to do things and make it a bigger part of our lives, and so, yeah, are there a lot of potential downsides? Yes, of course. But I think there's a lot of potential for innovation and excitement and things that can really connect us in ways that we're not even really thinking about now.
I'm guessing that that means doing some things differently than they have been done there at Twitter. I mean, that he has been critical of them, of sort of throttling free speech. He calls it really sort of a central meeting place, if you will, for the world to discuss ideas and to be able to get those out there in the forefront. But at the same time, you can say, we want to do this until somebody disagrees with you and you cancel their order for a Tesla, which is what he has done in the past there, too. So he can't have it both ways now, right?
Well, that is one of the challenges. He's been a little erratic with his use of Twitter, his personal use. So now that he owns it, it's going to be interesting to see what he does with it. But at the same time, I'm actually talking to you from a conference in Las Vegas. It's the National Association of Broadcasters. And what connects all the buildings together is a system of Teslas that his company dug tunnels underneath the city, and they picked it all together, and they have these cars, and they're in the process of making them self-driving. And so you can see what he's done with Tesla, one example, or SpaceX. And so can he do the same thing to social media, bring it to a new age and do some things that maybe people are talking about now but not really doing? So I think it's good. And to your original question, I think this is the kind of thing that will challenge Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg to do the same.
Andy Conte joining us from Point Park University. He talks about media issues with their students all the time. Andy, how much do you think your students are getting most of their news from Twitter or from accounts on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't think Twitter is not super popular with our students. They're much more on Instagram and TikTok. And then maybe Twitter and then maybe Facebook after that. So that's what I mean. I think this is a chance to maybe put some new life into Twitter and revive it in a way that, we haven't thought about before. We all know the power of it. I mean, we saw that during the Trump administration, of course, with the president putting out messages over Twitter. It's gotten a little stale at the same time. A lot of it is people talking to each other, journalists like you and me talking to each other on Twitter, but not average people usually. So maybe this is a chance to bring in more of the public and make it more of a tool that we all use.
So then do we, as members of the media, inflate the importance of Twitter? If it's something that we use, then do we assume that everybody else does as well? And is Twitter as powerful as we tend to think that it is?
I think you're right that we have inflated it in the way that the, for instance, the way the media covered President Trump. Everything he put out on Twitter was taken as, it was a statement from the president, right? So that, on one hand, that shows the power of Twitter, that you can get, hear something directly from someone in power or someone who's a celebrity or somebody, you know, that you couldn't normally get to. But then on the media side, it's taking those and elevating it. Some of the biggest, that's what Musk has been critical of, is that some of the people on Twitter with the biggest following, President Obama, for instance, doesn't really tweet a lot, but he has a lot of followers. So there's a disconnect there.
What do you think changes with Twitter? Are there going to be new rules? Are there going to be new platforms? Does it look different? Is it too early to say?
Well, I mean, one, it'll be interesting to see how long it takes for President Trump to get his Twitter back, right? Because he was banned by Twitter for putting out misinformation, and Elon Musk has been very much about saying we need to have much more free press and openness on Twitter, and so it'll be interesting to see if he brings him back. There'll be some cosmetic changes. I know Musk has really wanted an edit button, so if you put out a tweet with a mistake in it, right now you have to delete the tweet and go back and start all over again. He wants to be able to just, you know, you can edit it and change it. And people, some people like that. A lot of people think it could be, you know, misused or abused in some ways. And then ultimately, I think over the next, you know, several years is where you'll see the real major changes happening, maybe in the ways that we use it. And, you know, that there are some ideas that we haven't even really thought of yet.
Is there a way to put our finger right now on who is using Twitter? If it's not the college students and the kids in that generation, say 18 to 30, who is? Who is using it?
Well, I do think it's very popular among the media. And you know, and we would say the media elites, I guess, right? The people in Washington, New York, on the coast, you know, it's very popular in political circles in Washington, D.C., you know, and I don't, I mean, it's not as popular, I think, among just ordinary people. And so that's going to be the challenge. What can you do to say, oh, the NBA playoffs are going on now? Is that, you know, how can Twitter make that more personal, more of an interactive experience, or, you know, things that you couldn't normally get to? I know for myself personally, when a few years ago in I had a book out, it was a bestseller and it was doing well, and it was cool. On Christmas Day, I got all these tweets from people saying, like, oh, hey, you know, I got your book for Christmas. This is fantastic. And interacting with me in ways that, you know, I couldn't have done otherwise.
Yeah, so. And they can reach you directly. Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yeah,
hey, well,
exactly.
Travel safely. Thank you very much for joining us. I know that you got a lot of things going on, but we sure appreciate you helping us to break down this announcement today. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
Absolutely. Good to have him here. Andy Conti, Point Park University, talking to us about Elon Musk reaching out and ponying up $44 billion to buy Twitter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.